Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You're the first person I ever saw use the eye emoji.
It's like in that way?
Yeah. Really? Like, you're the first person I've ever even just seen use it.
So I guess like an unwritten
meaning. I remember when you...
meaning.
Yeah. It's like...
Emoji. Wait, it's a what?
There's like an unwritten meaning. It's just like...
You interpret it like the way you want. But the way like, I...
Yeah, how do you interpret it? Like,
I see. It's like...
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here. Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with the one and only Joey Brunk and Campbell Donovan. Hey guys, what's up?
Nothing much. Good to be back with my man.
Excited to be on this, especially with my man Joe.
I feel like I've been like trying to plan this with you guys for a long time.
I feel like, when we used to hang out Christmas break. Like,
I haven't been home since Christmas, right?
I know. So ever since, I mean, we were trying to get one in then, but it just didn't really work out. So
yeah.
Pretty pumped about it.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Cam and Joey, and then I'll ask them some juicy questions because I know you guys all want to know. Did you see my Instagram story?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm about to interview some hot 307s, which they don't think they're 307s. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which like nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah.
So I know Joey from kind of a long time ago, right? We go way back. So Joey used to play on a basketball team that was like in my high school's conference and I cheered. So every time we'd play them, I'd be like looking at Joey on the court. I'd be like, ooh, who's that tall guy? No, I'm kidding. But we like, I also saw him like at AAU tournaments all the time because my brother played. And so, yeah, that's how I know Joey. And he is also very good friends with my really good friend, Tucker Blackwell. And I know Cam because we met through a mutual friend and they both play on the same basketball team, but now they're on different basketball teams. What's up with that, you guys?
Crazy.
A little crazy. No comment.
No comment. So yeah, so Campbell plays for Butler, which is in Indiana, and now Joey plays for the Indiana Hoosiers, which is my like favorite team. Sorry, Cam.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Okay, so do you guys want to tell me a little bit about yourselves?
You go first.
Okay, tell me like where you're from, why you came to Butler, maybe what you major in, stuff like that.
So I am from Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is about 2 hours north of Indianapolis, and I grew up being a Butler fan. Basketball was in my blood, obviously, being a Hoosier.
But what's a Hoosier?
Oh,
I don't. Do you know, Joey?
Someone that's from Indiana.
I think that's literally what it is. Like, okay. Just yeah, but
from Indiana, you're a Hoosier.
Yeah, but was never really an IU guy. My mom went to Purdue, and my dad played here at Butler. So, growing up, I was rooting for Purdue and Butler basketball, football, whatever. And I'm studying hospital administration, which sounds kind of boring, but I have an internship this summer, and it's pretty cool. And I'm a junior, and I miss Joey being around here for sure, but I'm happy for him, so.
When he's smart and athletic. Growing up a Butler basketball fan, did you like always want to be like a Butler basketball player? Yeah. Like, was that your dream?
Yeah, like, I mean, literally I used to like dream about it and even like pray about it. Like,
yeah.
It was like my goal.
So when was the turning point when you were like, holy crap, like this is happening?
I mean, really everything kind of happened quick and late. Uh-huh. Like, I was really about to go to Purdue, or I really liked DePaul, too,
uh-huh.
Which is a small
school. I almost went to DePaul.
Here in Indiana. But I was just really excited that the opportunity came up, and it was a dream come true, so I couldn't pass
yeah,
it up.
Love yeah, love that for you.
Tell about RDM.
About what?
RDM. What do you commit?
Oh, RDM.
What is that?
So when I committed, I was really nervous. Like, when I walked in and, like, I had the meeting with the head coach and everything. And just walking around, everything was still surreal. I was, like, shaking. I was sweating. Like, everything was so, like, I don't know. It was just overwhelming at the time being. And the only player I saw was Big Joey, and like obviously I followed him on Instagram, like I was a fan of his, and so
we were both fans of you, Joey.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Joey.
We were both like fangirls of you.
And like I remember very distinctly, he was talking to one of the other coaches, and he was like talking about how he has to get his body right for his Hawaii trip, and then like I don't even know if he knew who I was, but I just looked at him and I was like, hey, and he just said hey back, and that was about it. And then I think he figured out that I was going to be his teammate, and he DM'd me on Twitter, and geez, I could almost recite it word for word, but basically it was just really happy to have you, brother. And you know, who would know that, what, 2 years later that we'd be like best friends? So it's pretty crazy and pretty cool.
Love that. Okay, Joey, how did you get to Butler, and like tell me where you're from and stuff?
I'm Joey. I'm from the South Side, Indianapolis.
What? We both were like,
I graduated from Butler in 3 years with my degree in elementary education. And then
You graduated?
Yeah.
Oh my God, T.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll be at Indiana for 2 years. So I'm excited for the opportunity and happy to be here with you guys.
So excited. So why do you guys, all of my like listeners definitely know what a 307 is. Why do you guys, first of all, what do you think it is? Let's just jump right into it.
I mean, I think we need the official definition of a 307, but the way it appears is like a dude that's like kind of boring, like not that adventurous.
What? Get out of here.
That just seems like how it is. Like, doesn't sound like a great time. Kind of sounds like you like settled almost, like for a 307. That's kind of,
no.
That's kind of our interpretation of a 307.
Oh, is that your interpretation?
I agree. Like, I just think that a 307, like, I think we looked it up on whatever Urban Dictionary, which probably isn't like your exact definition, but like I agree with Joey. Like I feel like it's just kind of like a
I got that definition approved.
That was your definition?
Yeah.
Okay. Well then I guess going against your exact, I just feel like it's like a pretty boring dude that like
I guess you can
just kinda like take advantage of. Like it's just like he'll always be there and like
Sound like a risk.
Yeah, I feel like he just kind of is there.
Okay, okay, that's interesting. Okay, the reason why I came up with 307, did you know I came up with it?
I assume.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the reason... Oh, did the power just go out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my power is still on. That's so
weird.
Guys, it was storming in Indianapolis, but like the power's out and it's pitch dark. I know. Wait, what the heck? I want to explain to you what I think a 307 is and why. So I came up with it because everyone in LA is gay or very like into themselves. Like they're like models and actors. And so they're like, they care way more about their Instagram than I do. I like know more about sports than they do and stuff like that. And it started to drive me nuts. So I was like, and people would always describe my type as like the athlete or like whatever. And so then my friend Kenzie was like talking to me on my podcast and she was like kind of explaining it. And she was like, Taylor likes guys that have like 307 or less followers, but like, it's just like hypothetical. It's not like, that's actually the rule. It's just like a guy that doesn't care about like having 20K or more followers. So like we always say like 30.7Ks are like the worst because those are the people that like think they're super cool, but they're not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So like the reason why we have such like a plain Jane definition is because it's the complete opposite from like that annoying like actor guy.
That makes sense.
Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah, like from a girl's perspective. So it's like basically like a classic like indie, like there's 307s everywhere in the Midwest, but like in LA it's not like that,
right?
Does that make sense?
That's fair.
This
is so funny. I feel like there's like a huge spotlight on me because of this laptop, but and like I literally just see your eyeballs. Okay, so does that make sense?
Yeah.
So do you think you're a 307 now? Kind of.
I would say I am now.
Yeah.
Under that definition, then probably, yeah.
I feel like saying if you're not one is, like, kind of saying you're kind of full of yourself. And I would...
Not necessarily. I mean, like, I would say that people think you guys are 307s.
Okay.
That fits.
It's good. Moving right along. Oh, people are asking, what's your favorite sport? I'm going to ask you questions of what people have been asking me. So, go ahead. What's your favorite sport and why? We'll start off not that juicy.
We could probably do something like outside of basketball.
Yeah, besides basketball?
Yep. I think besides basketball, golf.
Golf and baseball.
Really? Campbell found out that I golfed today.
I did. Slid up on a story, you know.
Wait, did you really not know that I golfed?
I did not.
Yeah, I used to golf in tournaments and stuff when I was little.
I don't know. I guess I didn't really know you, like, before you were all, like, Hollywood.
No. Stop. No. It's not like that. Did you guys like my close friend stories today?
Yes.
Kind of funny.
I did.
Do you guys ever post on your close friends?
I don't know how to set one up.
No. Yeah, neither do I. So.
No.
No.
We don't.
I think like it's I don't fun.
Followers. I feel like a lot of my followers are like close friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really have that many.
Yeah, but I only have like 30 people on my close friends.
Oh, wow. Did you make the cut?
Yeah, I'm on the close.
Yeah, you're on it, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Someone, this is actually a good question. Opinions on calling dibs on girls. Do you guys ever do that? Like with your friends?
I don't know. I don't think I ever have.
What's my opinion or like?
Well, first of all, I'm asking like, do you guys like, does your friend group do that? Like, yo, I got dibs.
Okay. I don't know if I'd call it dibs, but like, yeah, the concept, I think.
Okay.
Like, if I see like if we see, I mean, not now, but like maybe last year, if it's like this freshman, like follows like a few of us.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I got dibs on like first.
Okay.
Try.
Okay. So, okay. Like, that's so I mean, true. Like the incoming yeah. freshman.
But like now I think that's maybe a little far stretched.
Is there an incoming freshman all the guys got their eyes on?
No, I honestly have no idea. Okay. But, I would say, yeah, I've done it. And I don't think it's wrong. I think calling it dibs gives it, like, a bad, like...
Rep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
What about you, Joey?
Maybe not like that. Maybe like, oh, like, I might be into her. Like, can I try and talk to her? I feel like that's, like
first?
Yeah, like, I feel...
Have you talked about it like, with I feel, your boys, though?
I feel like if, like, Cam and I, like, saw somebody, I'd be like, oh, like... I think you guys might hit it off. Like, you should try and talk to her first.
Yeah. I think we've probably had that conversation before.
Probably. Yeah. Somewhere along the line.
I feel like guys are way cooler about, like, them stealing each other's girls than girls are about stealing each other's guys.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really had, like, I mean, unless I, like, really, really, really like some girl, like, that'd be, like, crossing the line.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm usually, like, pretty laid back about it, and it's, like... If I'm not, like, dating or, like, seriously talking to somebody, it's, like, it happens.
Gotcha.
And it has happened, so.
I was talking to my brother about, like, he was asking me, he was like, do you and your friends, like, ever bet on things? Like, oh, I bet you won't, like, go kiss that guy or, like, I bet you won't. Like, I feel like him and his friends, like, are always betting on things. Do you guys do that?
I think... me and my friends do, like, what are the odds a lot.
Oh, okay.
So, like, odds.
Wait, explain what that is to people who don't know what that is. So, that's such a Midwest thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, like,
you guys
I don't
do that?
Not really.
Okay, so what are the odds is basically just, like, the chance that you get. So, like, for example, I could be with Joey and say, what are the odds you go talk to this girl? And then he's like, okay. And that person gets to pick, like, usually, like, 1 to 10 or 1 to 20 if it's, like, kind of scary. But usually, like, 1 to 10, and then we say 1, 2, 3 together, and then after 3, we, like, say a number in between 1 and 10, and so if we both say 7, then Joey has to go do it. If we don't, then it's, like, nothing happens.
Okay, so you do that a lot.
I would say I do that more than, like, I bet you won't.
Gotcha. Like, so that's, like, the new trendy betting.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Copy that. Okay, by the way, speaking of my brother, I learned a lot of new terms while I was with him and his frat brothers this weekend. I want to know if you know any of them. One, do you know what a bot is?
A bot?
A bot.
No.
Okay. It's actually genius, I think. It's kind of like describing a girl, from what I understand. It's kind of like describing a girl who, you know, maybe really cute, maybe stunning, but she's just like talking to a wall.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a bot.
Yeah.
Like a robot.
I like that.
Kinda. Isn't that kind of funny? But like, you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
Like that type of person.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. They're always like, oh, bro, she's a bot. Like,
I
kinda
like that.
It's a good description.
Makes sense.
I feel like there's guys that are bots too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, this is cool. Are you turned off by girls that are into bougie diets / workouts? Like, for example, being vegan or going to SoulCycle, juicing, stuff like that.
Personally, no. Like, I think to each their own, you know, like whatever. Whatever you're into, go for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
I think to a certain extent it gets kind of annoying if like that's all you like post about or all you talk about, but like the fact that you're like invested into your body and like you like care about yourself to an extent where you're like taking care of yourself. I don't
Cam
know.
Loves a girl that's invested into her
okay,
body.
That's not what I meant.
That definitely didn't come out that way you wanted it to at all.
I'm kidding. I just
really,
have to say
like,
that.
To a certain extent, I think it's fine. Yeah.
self-love.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I guess I could say the same about, like, you guys being into your sport and stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess I'd rather them be into, like, personally, I don't care. If so, yeah. I think that's cool. And I'd rather them be into, like, working out and stuff than something else, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, this is really good. Someone says, how do you date a 307 guy? Like, and I feel like I'm just going to redo this question. Like, how do girls, what's a good way for a girl to, like, hit up a 307 guy for the first time? If she, like, sees a guy on, like, at the bar, like, on Instagram or whatever, like, what's the best way for her to hit a guy up?
Probably just say something. It doesn't need to be like anything like super dramatic or like drawn out. It's not like that complicated.
Like, it's not that deep.
Yeah, just like go say something, like, just like make conversation, like make small talk.
So say something, like, say what?
I don't know, it's like something clever, something funny, like
something in person or like online.
I mean, I think like everybody, if it's online, like the easiest way is just like slide up on their story. Like, that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
I love that. I love it when guys do that.
That's the easiest way to like start a conversation.
Yeah.
But if you're in person, just like, I don't know, talk about like they like have a team on their head or something. Yeah. I don't know, like make conversation. Like,
but do you like it when girls do that? Like, do you think they should do you like it personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
I think society's gone away from like the whole like the dude always has to make like the first move and like go buy her a drink type thing.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I understand that's like the good thing to do, but like at the same time, it's like a girl can like a dude and like they can make the first
move. They can make the move.
And I like when that happens.
You like it?
Everybody likes to be like hit on. Like it's a good feeling. So.
And are you into like, what about if you see a cute girl on Instagram, how are you going to reach out to her?
And just slide up.
Slide up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So makes it pretty easy.
I feel like that could be a good, like a good term, like to just be like, oh, like you see a cute girl, you can be like, oh, I'm going to slide up.
Yeah.
Instant
conversation. What if they don't post stories?
Then it gets a little more tricky, but I usually just
the
eye emoji.
Okay. If they don't, wait, what does the eye emoji mean? Can you explain that?
Oh, geez. Like, I mean,
you love like, the eye emoji.
Like
you're the first person I've ever, like, you're the first person I ever saw use the eye emoji.
It's like in that way?
Yeah. Really? Like, you're the first person I've ever even just seen use it.
I feel like it's like an unwritten.
I remember when
like
you
meaning.
Yeah,
on the
it's
eye
like
emoji.
Wait, it's just, a what?
Like, there's like an unwritten meaning. It's just like
you interpret it like the way like, you want, but the way like, I
yeah, how put do you it interpret?
Like,
I see.
It's like I see you. Like you're hot. Like,
really?
I hope you respond with like a smirk or something. Like
okay,
I feel like that's like the mutual response.
It's like kind of flirty.
Yeah, okay. It's like,
so it's like okay, I see you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's so funny, the eyes. That's my brother's favorite emoji. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Is that your favorite?
Yeah. I mean, I use it the most.
What else do you use a lot?
I like the smirk.
What would you be like excited if a girl sent you? Like what emoji?
The eyes.
The eyes. Is it really?
Like, yeah. If someone sent me the eyes, I'd be like, all right, here we go.
Your eyes are like pretty wide right now.
Yeah.
His eyes are doing the eyes. What about you, Joey? Like what emoji would you get excited about if a girl sent you?
I kind of like the one with like the eyes were like kind of diagonal with the tongue out.
Okay.
Oh, it's kind of funny. I don't know.
In what context do you use that?
I just kind of like throw it in like randomly, like wherever.
Okay. So you're just like, you're kind of the goofy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't take myself very seriously.
That's a good way to, yeah. You're very like laid back.
Yeah, you are. You're actually like so California.
It's probably the hair.
You're so just like relaxed. You're laxed. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What would you like? Okay. So let's say you don't post stories that much. How should a girl slide into your DMs?
Just throw one in there.
With the eyes?
Yeah.
Just send the eyes.
I mean, as direct as it sounds, it's like you're still behind like a phone screen. So what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
I see.
So do you do you do that a lot? Do you slide into girls' DMs a lot?
I wouldn't say a lot.
A lot. But you shoot your shot.
But like I'll shoot my shot.
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot.
What's your percentage, your shooting percentage, you think?
Oh man. I think because I don't, like, just go crazy with them, I would say it's probably, like...
Be honest.
Probably, like, Honestly, probably like 50%. It's not always like a good response that I'm looking for. I would say like 25%.
Do you know immediately if their response by their
It's pretty easy to tell.
Like really?
If they're just like, hey, it's like, all right.
Okay.
Or if they like it, that's the worst.
Oh, that is the worst.
Because then I don't know if I should respond.
If someone likes your DM, that's a curveball.
If you like it, then don't respond.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not a response. You can't respond.
If they like it, like, no response.
Yeah, that's kind of like just disrespectful.
You just kind of got to accept it. Move on.
But I really know they're trying if they like send a DM and then I like it and then they send another. I'm like, okay, he's trying.
Yeah, they're really trying. I've done that.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. It's all good. Oh, this is a good one. Someone asked, the same girl actually who asked about the workout one. Are you turned off by girls who care about Instagram? Go ahead.
I mean, I feel like there's a balance to everything in life. Like, I don't think I need to be on my phone all the time. Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody if they were like
24/7
on their phone. Like, I want to capture every single moment of everything we do. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't mind taking pictures at all, but like, I also kind of like want to live in the moment too. Like, I don't need a picture every time.
Definitely.
I do anything social.
What about you, Cam?
I agree with Joey. Like, I think there's a fine line, like, of like being obsessed like with yourself. Like, I just don't like the whole like ego thing. And like, if you just post all about yourself and it's just like constant selfies and constant super edits, and it's just like, sometimes it gets like to be too much.
I get that.
Cam and I both like throwing up a little boomerang though.
Yeah,
we're both known for our
I think
our boomerangs together.
Yeah. Oh, a rang. I was like, the hell is he talking about?
Wait, what do you call him?
You rangs? Said the rang. Is that what you just said?
No, oh no, he said boomerang.
Oh, I thought you said the rang. No, I was like, okay.
No, I thought you were like shocked that he still said boomerang. Like,
no,
it was wrong.
Yeah, no.
No, I thought I was out of the loop. Yeah.
No, the boomerang.
I'm a okay, big boomerang. Yeah, we're big boomerang.
I love, my favorite one was the one when you guys were like on the plane. To somewhere.
It was every time.
So funny. Okay, so you don't really care that much?
I don't think it's that important, but
one way or the other.
Yeah.
Ooh, Joey, this is a good one for you. Are guys into tall girls?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything.
Do you, like, since you're super tall, do you like tall girls or do you not really care?
I really don't care. Doesn't really.
You don't care?
Doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. That's interesting. What about you, Cam? Do you like taller girls?
Well, they definitely can't be taller than me.
You don't like it when they're taller than you?
No.
Okay.
No. Can't do that.
Okay, this is kind of cool. Okay, what's your ideal type of girl?
You go first.
Like, how juicy are we at?
You can do whatever you want, and I can cut out whatever you want.
I mean, honestly, I don't really have, like, a look.
Okay.
Like,
You're not into like
blonde, tall,
okay,
thick, like none of that.
Okay.
I'm more of like a
thick with two C's.
I mean, like, I'm cool with thick, but
okay. So what are you? But like, what do you?
But like,
look for?
Honestly, like, what I actually look for,
yeah,
is someone that can just like chill, like with all of my friends.
Okay, so like, you're really big into, like, what your friends think of them. Gotcha.
Like, if, like, you're cool with my friends and, like, I don't have to be right next to you all the time and, like, you can vibe with my friends, then, like, you got a shot.
Okay. What if you weren't, like, really into the girl and then you brought her on your friends and then your friends were, like, obsessed with her? Would you be more into her?
No. I just think that, like, I mean, I have several, like, friends that are girls that, like, are part of, like, my friend group.
Yeah.
And I think that if, like, that happened, like, I just think she would just kind of become one of, like,
the girlfriends.
The girlfriends, if that makes
girl
sense.
Girl space friend. Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, if she's cool to be around, but I'm not into her, like, I'll still hang with her.
What's, like, a deal breaker for you? What's, like, I can't go there?
Oh, if you're really loud, I don't like that. And
what do you mean? Like, what's an example?
Just, like, if you're just, like, always talking or, like, always
like outgoing?
The center of attention.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, it's just kind of annoying. And if you're, like, always asking what I'm doing and just, like, always texting and trying to FaceTime. It's just like, I just want like
too much.
Like, yeah, got just you. Too much, I guess, to put it.
That makes sense because you're very low key.
Yeah, just chill, I guess.
So do you want like a low key gal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got that. Gotcha. All right, Joey, what about you?
Am I type?
Yeah. I ain't got no type.
I think Cam and my buddy Nick would both agree that my type is, I definitely talk to like blonde girls. It's definitely yeah. My,
you like blondies? Woohoo!
To a T. And just good personality, like fun to hang around with. Easy going.
I feel like your girls aren't as much chill, but not like a bad, like yeah. Not in a bad way. Like
they're more like, outgoing.
They're outgoing, but not to, like they're really fun to be around.
What about a deal breaker for you?
I feel like I have like a pretty hectic schedule, so like if someone's like, oh, like it doesn't work or I need more time or like whatever, that would be something that I kind of have things I can't like not do.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I'm always busy. I'm always going from like one place to the other.
Okay,
so like my time's kind of limited.
Yeah,
more often than not.
Yeah, and it's cool like when they're busy too. Yeah. I think.
Yeah,
that was like. Everybody can like have their own life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think the same, like when I'm busy and they're too annoying, like I'm like, no, I have to do this or whatever and I don't want to be bothered. Okay. Someone asked, what does a 307 prefer, beauty or intelligence?
Both.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I have to answer either way.
Yeah. I guess if you just like, if it was a poll and you had to vote, what would you vote?
I would say intelligence. Like, I don't want to talk to, like, a bot. Yeah. Like, if I'm going to be with somebody, like, I want to, like, be able to, like, talk to them and have, like, a good conversation. Rather than, like, just be able to, like, go out and, like, show her off. Like, what's the point? I think it's cooler to, like, have a cool relationship and, like, understand each other.
Yeah.
I'd agree with Cam. Probably intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yeah.
Love that. If a guy is constantly calling you babe, isn't that more than just friends? Someone's asking that.
Probably depends on the context. Because I feel like I say, like, baby a lot. But I call guys and girls baby. Like,
yeah.
Like what's up, baby?
See, yeah, so I'm the same. To
this baby girl.
Yeah, I call her by baby girl. Like, what's up, baby girl?
That's or, like, or you're boo. Just playing around?
I think yeah. I think baby girl is more...
See, if someone called me that, I'd be like, oh my God, they like me.
Yeah.
But if it was you, Joey, I would also be like, oh, like, yeah. He's funny.
Like, what's up,
I feel
baby?
Like, yeah. Yeah. But I feel like boo is, like, friend. Yeah. I feel like that's kind of, like, washed up. But, like, if you say, like, babe, that's kind of, like...
Babe. I think babe's more serious than baby.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you can, like, be like, what's up, baby?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. See, but, like, I guess I call my friends babe. I'm like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I say baby. Like I call. Like, what's up, baby?
I guess it just kind of depends.
Yeah.
I'm more of just a name person. I've never really had like a... I don't really say like boo or like babe. I feel cringy when I do it, honestly.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah, Joey throws them out there.
Yeah. Everybody's boo or babe.
I kind of do too. Like to all my friends, I call them like boo or babe. Or like a nickname. I never call them their normal name, I feel like.
We have I have a lot of nicknames for my friends.
Wait, when you find a girl that you like, do you, like, make up a nickname for them?
Like, with it, like, so, like, to her? Or, like,
kinda
to
like,
my friends, like, I'm going over to...
No, like, to her.
Oh.
Oh, do you do it to your friends? Like, do you and your friends, I mean, like, have a name for the
sometimes
girl?
Sometimes, naturally, that just kind of happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that happens... Oh, my God, I don't talk about that enough. That happens so much.
Like, if...
It's gotta happen if organically. You're boys,
yeah, I don't think you just like it's like a thing that happens, but yeah. Like, I feel like it's like naturally just you happens. Can't plan like,
it. Yeah, it just happens. Someone makes it
like
up.
Most of the time, it's when like your boys don't really like agree that you're like talking to this girl or whatever, and so they kind of like use it like sarcastically, like
yeah, no, I against you. Yeah, yes, against I know you. Exactly.
Like, oh, you're going over to blah blah blah. I feel like that's kind of.
I feel like girls do that too. Like they when they don't like it, they'll like come up with like kind of like a it's a sarcastic, but like the underlying message is like they're not sorry, about it.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, they're, like, hype, and they'll call them, like, whatever you call them and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So, do you ever come up with nicknames for, like, just personally for the person?
For girls, no.
Never?
I have nicknames for all, like, my boys, but not for, like, a girl.
Same.
Okay. This is actually a funny question. What is your favorite kind of dog?
I have a golden doodle, so I'm going to say golden doodle.
You kind of look like a golden doodle.
You kind of
do. Doesn't he?
A little bit, yeah.
It's a good dog.
I guess.
Do you have a blonde golden doodle? Yeah. That is literally you and a dog.
She's a spaz, too.
Yeah, she's wild. You guys have pretty similar personalities. I would say mine is pretty basic, but it's a golden retriever, just because my favorite dog is my aunt's best friend's dog. Is like perfect. His name is Henry.
Okay.
And he's like, we'll sit, we'll do like whatever you want, and he's very well trained, and I've always hit it off with him, so.
Yeah.
I like
golden retrievers are by far my favorite. Yeah, dogs. Okay, well, I know, Joey, you have to go soon.
I have a couple more minutes.
You have a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, met someone just through Instagram or, like, people don't use dating apps here, really, right? In Indiana?
I don't.
No. Have you ever met someone, like, through Instagram or someone you saw was, like, cute on Instagram and you DM'd them?
Yeah.
Really? Do you do that a lot?
I feel like that's kind of how I meet, like, a lot of people.
Really? So that's kind of like your dating app, kind of.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Someone asked, they were like, is it bad if a girl, if you're, like, she said hookup. But she was like, if I hook up with someone and then I follow them first on Instagram, is that bad or good? Like, should you wait for the guy to follow her?
So you're saying, like, they just met, they hooked up.
I don't know. She just said, if I hook up with a guy, is it bad if I follow them first on Instagram?
Ooh. No.
I don't think so.
No.
That just shows that you, like,
are interested.
Yeah. And, like, you're down. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
Yeah. Do you think it's, like, do you think there's any, like, the guy versus the girl should do, like, you know what I mean? When you follow someone or when you meet someone for the first time, like, do you think there should be any rules about, like, girls following first or guys following first or anything like that?
No, not at all.
No.
No.
Okay. What are, like, most of the girls like at Butler?
Ooh.
do you think they're similar?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people here, like, are really genuine people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good
people. I would agree. Yeah. I would agree.
Like, yeah, a majority are, like, very, like, cool, just, like, get-to-know people, honestly, yeah. Which is really cool.
Yeah. What's a classic, like, Butler girl's outfit?
Oh, my God. Jeez. I don't know. I feel like
a lot of, like, denim jackets.
Yeah.
Oh, denim really? Jackets. Okay. Yeah. Denim jacket. That's with good. What?
With, like, I feel like they all wear the, I don't even know what they're called, but when it has, like, the cork kind of bottom with, like, the strap.
Timberlands?
No.
I know. They're Steve Madden sandals.
Oh, the sandals?
Oh, like the sandals.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them wear those.
I thought we were talking about pants.
You know what he's talking about?
No, pants.
I feel like those are kind of in now, at least around here.
Yeah, you're so funny. Okay, what else?
And, like,
so a denim jacket. So, like, would this be their outfit? Like a denim jacket?
Oh, I was just throwing stuff out.
Okay.
There. I don't even know, like, an outfit. I feel like it's all.
I feel it's like denim with, like, black jeans.
Yeah.
With black jeans and those. Okay.
Baby. Black jeans.
I don't know.
Doc Martens.
What kind of shirt?
I don't know enough about, like,
I don't really know what they're called.
Wait,
an oversized t-shirt.
Wait, what do you like? Like, what do you think is really cute when a girl wears, like, a specific thing?
Like, out?
Sure, yeah. Okay. Like, what do you like when girls wear?
I think rompers are cute.
Oh, big romper guy. See, my brother, like, loves baseball caps on girls. He's like, oh my gosh, I think that's so cute. Like,
okay.
She has to look good with, like, a ponytail and a baseball cap.
I think, like, the whole combat boot thing is pretty cool.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
I think that's, like, I don't know. Like, if you have that, like, you're trendy, like, you're cool, I guess.
Okay. What about, like, Doc Martens? Is that what you're talking about?
I love Doc Martens, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I feel like, do a lot of Butler girls wear Doc Martens?
I don't know. I'm not that observant on girls' footwear.
I feel like not that many.
Joey, what's the difference between, like, the Butler gals and IU gals?
I haven't been there long. I don't.
Long enough?
I don't really know.
Do you feel like you're going to be, like, the big man on campus because you're, like, the new guy?
Yeah, he will.
Are you kind of excited?
I'm excited to be down there.
Yeah. Do you like Indy or Bloomington better?
I don't know. I've lived like in Indy my whole life.
Yeah.
But like Bloomington's, I definitely like, it feels like they could like film like a movie about college down there. Like,
just yeah,
the way it feels like when you walk around.
So true.
Like downtown Bloomington. Like,
what's your favorite food spot in B-Town?
Chipotle. I don't know. I get a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get coffee at Inkwell a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's my coffee spot.
What's your favorite Broad Ripple restaurant, Cam?
Bagel Deli, for sure.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys, Joey has to go to a concert, so I'm going to wrap it up. Why don't you guys pimp yourselves out? Like, tell us your Instagrams and, like, whatever else you want people to follow you on.
I have to look mine up. I don't even know what
it is. That's such a 307 thing to do. I have to look mine up.
C_Donovan0.
Okay.
I'll probably follow back, so throw me an eye emoji.
Slide into his DMs, ladies. What about you, Joey?
My Instagram was just Joey Brunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should the ladies be sliding into both your DMs?
If they feel inclined to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slide in. Tell them I sent you. Okay. Thanks, guys, so much for being on the pod. Hey, guys, make sure you follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls, because you don't want to miss out on voting on the polls, because without the polls, the podcast wouldn't be a thing. Thank you so much for listening. And also be sure to leave a review or rating in the podcast app. It seriously helps me out so much. It means the world. And I would just really appreciate it. And go ahead and screenshot and DM me too, because I love reading them and like seeing who you are and like creeping on your Instagram and stuff. So hope you guys have the best day ever. Be sure to make some.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.